Many real estate agents across Australia confidently refer Property Insurance Plus to their clients as they recognise the price and benefit value of their policy combined with the client-focused service they deliver. They offer a comprehensive building and landlord insurance facility and have formed a powerhouse to present the very best in investment property insurance. Contact PIP today to find out more.
Collective is a leading platform supporting collaboration, not competition, for an online community and events throughout the year with one purpose: to create happier property managers. The PM Collective creates connections for property managers looking to create momentum within their careers and personal life. Join me and my guests as we discuss challenges, struggles, mental health, mindset, and give advice to property managers and anyone in the industry. To find out more about our memberships, visit pmcollective.com.au. Today, we have the lovely Claire Christensen from Rent Choice joining us. Claire, thank you for joining.
Thanks, Ash. Thanks for having me.
Now, I haven't actually had a chat with you on the podcast before, and actually, I haven't had a chat with you in general, because I think whenever we see each other, we're always in passing, you know, events and bits and pieces. So I'm excited to dive into it. And the topic today is going to be quite generic, but I do want to talk about the automation that you do in-house and the way that you have sort of modified processes, not only to be in line with the staff, but also with regards to some large clients as well. So we're going to sort of dive into that. But before we get started, can you give everyone a bit of a history on yourself, you know, prior to real estate and how you got in, and then sort of your situation with your office now?
Yeah, sure. So I started in real estate 17 years ago, not long after high school. I kind of fell into it, one of those people that applied for a job and got it and kind of went, oh, this kind of looks cool. So started in sales administration and then quickly worked my way into property management. For my 21st birthday, I asked for my registration course. I know, a bit nerdy, but that's what I wanted at that stage. And then yeah, over the last 17 years, I've worked in predominantly property management. That's where I've really enjoyed the field of real estate. Never gone into sales or anything like that, but have done a little bit of strata management, a bit of commercial management, and predominantly residential property management and BDM. I have worked on the REWA Property Management Network Committee. I chaired that and was a deputy on there as well for the past 7 years. Last year, I got elected as a councillor on the REWA board. So that was pretty exciting. And I wanted to give back to my industry that has given me so much. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge to go on, but it's, you know, exciting to be in there as well. And, yeah, my passion is real estate and giving back to people in property management particularly. And yeah, in 2018, I left my property management job. I was there for 7 years. Really, really loved the agency, loved who I worked for. It was a really, really tough decision to make, to jump out and do it. But I went and purchased our own agency, Rent Choice, of 216 properties at that time and built it from there. So yeah, it just kind of took that dive off the deep end and left my cushy, lovely job that I had really enjoyed and grown in that role and, to do it on my own.
And what was the main focus point for wanting to buy? Like, was it just more of a personal goal or anything in particular?
Kind of came down to the life choices for us at that point. So I was early 30s at that stage, was kind of thinking, okay, you know, do I want to continue working for someone else or do I want to go out and do it myself? Do we want to have a family? There was just all these turning points at that point in time. And we decided, okay, well, and when I say we, my husband and I, he's in real estate as well, made the decision, yep, let's go and investigate. I wasn't super committed to buying something either. We always were kind of like just looking at something and thinking, oh, well, you know, worst case scenario, if they don't come to our terms and conditions, Claire will just continue working where she is because that's where she loves. You know, it's not going to be a big drama. I can still clearly remember the day that we signed off on DD for the business. I went into my husband's office. He was working in a different company, and said to him, okay, I've just finished my new business meeting. That's, you know, whatever I had got for the month. And he's like, right, here's your letter for resignation. Go in and go and have a chat. And I was like shaking and super nervous and walked over to my bosses, and they wouldn't even come and talk to me because they saw the envelope in my hand. And it was just, yeah, one of those moments that he definitely had to push me to jump off, because I'm a bit risk averse and a bit, yeah, a little bit scared of knowing, but definitely wouldn't change it for the world now. And then once we did settle on the business, about 6 days later, I was found out I was pregnant. So we did both things at once, which is typical of us.
I mean, there's no good timing, is there? So
there's never good timing for that type of thing. But again, I'm glad that it all happened that way, because I have always been so career focused that I think if it was waiting for the right time, I don't know if there would ever have been a right time to do that. But yeah, now we have a 3.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Oh, only 6 months, your youngest.
Yes.
He's been around forever.
No, he's, yeah, end of February he was born. Yeah, it does, it just quickly, doesn't it?
And do you think that you have more children, or are you happy with the two?
Don't even, like. I was always like, you know, happy with one. And then when the first one came along, I was like, okay, now he wants a brother or sister when you see him playing in the playground and all that type of stuff. And then so we obviously were like, yeah, we'll definitely have two. But I worked up until, well, I actually worked up until the day before I gave birth on both kids. I went back to work like the week after I had Layton, which is our new son, the 6-month-old. And it was an easy pregnancy. He's an easy baby. Like, now I'm falling into this whole sense of security, like, oh, we can do it. Like, what's another one to the mix, you know? It's definitely one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do. But, yeah, I don't know. Don't ask Ken that question. He will definitely be like, I have a 7-seater car for a reason.
Well, the fact that you said I don't know is a yes in my book. Because I think people fall into two categories. They fall into the category of, you know, absolutely no, and I think done, and they throw away all the, you know, as the kids grow out of their clothes, they're throwing them away. And I sense that you're not quite throwing 6-month-old clothes away.
No, I have a box in the he's already up to 10s, and yeah, I've got all the baby stuff.
Yeah, you'll be having another one. But it's off topic anyway. And glad I could ask you that and not be too personal. Too personal. But I guess when you first started out, probably one of the biggest things that comes to my mind is that, you know, you've got one person that starts their own portfolio and they start from scratch. So they don't actually, they've got financial pressure, but a different type of financial pressure, because their pressure is just to bring on income. When you're buying a rent roll from day one of owning the business, you've got this over your head, you've got this loan, and there's a pressure, but in a different type of way. So that would have been very, very scary. But I remember in 2010 when I did the figures of do I buy a rent roll or do you just continue with our growth, it actually worked out better at the time for us to purchase a rent roll. So it's something that I didn't remember either. But you went and did it the following year, so it couldn't have been that bad for you.
Yeah, so, yeah, we bought another company in 2019, which had around about 150 properties, and merged the two companies together. It took a little bit of time, and yeah, you're right, like we took on in that company there was 3 employees. In Rent Choice there was 2.5. There was a half part-time worker when we took it on. So and that's definitely one of our success stories in our purchasing, is we've always been super lucky and super proud of our team. We still have a lot of those team members that from the initial purchase on our books that have been working with us. Yes, that's definitely one of the things, like, yeah, you say it's a bit of a nervous thing, because you have to to, you know that you can put food on other people's tables as well. And when you're just starting out and it's a completely new ball game, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, 100%. But we have been so lucky and so happy with the people that we have got in that process. That's definitely a success story for us, is the people that came on with us and stayed on with us in that journey as well.
Yeah, that's really good. So what does Rent Choice look like now for you in terms of the number of staff and their working environments, whether it's at home or in the office? What does that look like?
Yeah, so as I said, we started off 216 properties in 2018. We're now over 1,100 properties. Pretty aggressive in our growth from there on, particularly in this market where, let's be honest, a lot of owners are selling and a lot of those sales are not going back into property management. We don't sell whatsoever either, and we don't really, like, we don't have a buyer's agency, we don't have a finance arm, we don't have strata. So a lot of our growth is organic marketing, going out there, networking, meeting people, all that type of thing. This financial year, we grew by 721 properties, which is my PB, and I don't think I'll ever get past that. That's pretty audacious, and having a baby in between is even crazier. But yeah, so now we're at 1,100 properties. We have 10 property managers in-house. We have a lot of flexibility around how the team works. So we have some team that do complete portfolio management. So we go as far south as Mandurah and as far north as Alkimos. And the way that we work that is position our property managers close to their portfolio. So, for example, our Mandurah lady, she lives down in Carnup. So she really knows that area. She has her trades down there. But it also means that she doesn't come into the office a lot. So she's got her complete work from home set up by us, exactly the same as what she's got in the office. So she can come into the office if she wants to. Takes her like an hour to drive in because we're in West Perth. But it means that she's got that flexibility. She's got a son that's kind of getting towards the end of his high school years. So, you know, doing the learner driver stuff and going to the awards and, you know, being part of the end of the school life is really important to her. And so she's got that flexibility to go to those assemblies, go to those sports events, go to all that stuff and enjoy that time with her family. And that's kind of how we worked it. Then we've got another kind of section of our portfolio that is owned by a large client. We've also got government contracts as well. And the way that they work is a lot different to what our, you know, one or two property investor client would look like. And therefore, we've kind of gone back to the team around how they want to manage it. And they've kind of worked on a pod basis. So, you know, each person has like certain responsibilities within that portfolio, but they all work together as a team to create the common goal. So a little bit different to what your pod base, your portfolio basis is.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think we find that there's so many offices that can be stuck in their ways with processes and this is the way we do it and everyone has to fit into that. But I know that people quite often just say it, that because they want everyone to think that that's the best way to manage. But it's good to hear from agencies that do have that flexibility and to say, well, this client has worked this much to us, so we are going to adapt, you know, to a certain point to make sure that's a good experience for them. So I think that it's good that it happens, and I think it's also good for people to hear that it's okay for you to do that as well.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing with our team is we give them a lot of control of their own work. So they can be part of the process. They can be, you know, oh, this isn't working for us. How can we make it better? And we always try and get to a process to 80% and then roll it out and then, you know, continue. Like, I'm a perfectionist. A lot of property managers are a perfectionist, let's be honest. It's part of one of those traits that kind of works really well in the job. But we always try and say, look, let's try and get this process to 80%. Let's all start using it and then start picking at what's not working. So, the nice thing that we have in our office as well is a lot of control around that. So we have put in a lot of technology in-house and a lot of automation in-house. So, yes, we still use software like Property Tree and those types of things, but we kind of scrape the data out and create our own systems and processes and have it so that you can be working in our office, you can be working from home, you can work in Bali. Like, it doesn't really matter where you are. These systems and processes will work wherever you are.
So I've got lots of questions. I'll try and string it. The first thing I just wanted to ask is just talking, going back to the staff and their flexibility, do you have any non-negotiables in your team? Like, is there a non-negotiable staff meeting, check-in, day in the office? Is there anything that must be done?
So we have 9:15s. We have like a huddle catch-up. And that's just to create a bit of support for everyone, check in, make sure that everyone, if anyone needs help, because sometimes, you know, it can be a bit like, oh, how do I put my hand up and say I need help when I'm not in an office? So that is our opportunity to just go through your wins, your challenges and your focus for the day. And then the next day is to check in to see how you went with those things.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's wonderful sponsor is Property Assist WA. Shannon and her team are really committed to assisting property managers' workload by assisting them with outsourcing services like routine inspections, final bond inspections, and property condition reports. Keep your property managers doing what they love and outsource the things they don't to a company that thrives on positive feedback and guarantees a premium personalized service with a smile. The vision of Property Assist WA is to make a difference to the quality and perception of property managers, enabling you to keep your clients happy whilst improving the efficiency of your staff.
They have a fortnightly team meeting, which it can usually go for about 45 minutes. We try and send around the agenda beforehand so that everyone has, once again, contribution to the agenda. So people know what's being discussed, what needs to be discussed, and that's probably the most compulsory item. Not necessarily need to be face-to-face in the office. You can dial in. So like our accounts team and stuff like that, that's not in our office. They dial in and we have it in the boardroom and, you know, we like to have it a bit more person-to-person, but you don't have to be there. Yeah, so it is still like those types of things we do try and emphasise that people be part of. But, yeah, we've got that flexibility that you don't have to physically drive into the office to do it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, that's all pretty simple and fair, I guess, isn't it? So it's, I think that a lot of people, I've worked the opposite. I love people being in the office in person, but then I don't do staff meetings, but then I don't have the need for staff meetings because we have that constant banter each day, as opposed to being more at home, where I think it is important to have those huddles and also the staff meeting as well, which is good for anyone that is needing a little bit of extra support and ideas with that.
We also have technology that supports it. So we also have, like, in our emails, we have chat options. So it's not unusual that we have like a heap of GIFs that go through, and, you know, when it's raining, having like the memes that come out, like brace yourself and all that type of stuff all goes on in the chats. So yeah, there's still like that banter and a bit of chat and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we've had another fence down over there. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, and particularly, as I said, we've got that Mandra portfolio. Zerky will be like, hey guys, it's bucketing with rain, it'll be there soon. Like, you know, we still have that banter, but it's more digitalized, it's more, yeah, collaborative and leveraging off technology. We definitely utilize that a lot.
So okay, so you've got your email. So we use, our team uses Messenger for that banter and to get it off the emails, which is good. But you mentioned that you've got like the chat feature. Is that the team's chat feature on your email?
No, so we use G Suite. So we're a completely Google-based company, and that's where it comes in. So it's inbuilt in our emails, and it's got, yeah, the chat feature in there. So we have like an all-staff chat, we've got property managers chat, we've got a parking bay chat. Yeah, so there's quite a bit of grouping in there as well that we have. And as I said, we're very collaborative. So again, going back to that Google products that we use, there's spreadsheets that everyone updates. It's in Google Sheets so everyone can see it. It's all live. It's all happening that minute that you're in there. You can see who's in there. We have a co-working space on our boards when everyone logs in the morning. That logs up straight up, and that's got our live on-market board that feeds into our website. So, you know, once again, our clients can see it, but we can see live updates as well. So if someone calls in to the office and says, hey, I'm looking at 123 Fake Street, we can be like, oh, actually, we can see the property manager's got an application on that pending the owner and stuff like that. So everything is very collaborative. Everything is live, and everything is, talks to itself essentially as well.
Yeah, and just maximising that what you're using, you're just maximising those features 100%, which is a big thing. I don't think that happens a lot with all these apps that we've got. Like, there's so many apps available, but we don't hardly use them all.
I'm a bit of a hater for having heaps of apps and bolt-ons to your company. Like, you know, that's why we built a lot of this in-house, because I'm like, if it could work better and work personally for us, then let's make it as best as we can for us. And therefore, it's sometimes very frustrating when something doesn't work right. Or so, like our automations, for example, we create the email, we know when it triggers, we know what it should say when it triggers. Something changes, someone in the office says, oh, I don't like how that's worded. Well, bang, we can change it straight away. Whereas, you know, some of these softwares, you can kind of change it to a bit, and then it's not to what you exactly wanted it to look like or say. Whereas we can completely customize and make it exactly how we want it to look, how we want it to say, when we want it to trigger. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, but it can have its drawbacks as well, because we become a bit hypersensitive with, this isn't working, we need to fix it like this minute type of thing.
Okay, and that's the perfectionist side of you coming out.
Probably, Ash.
See, I'm not a perfectionist, I'm the opposite, which makes me a really great BDM, but not necessarily a property manager. So can you just share with me an example of like an automation that you've done in-house? Because I think we're so accustomed to what we've got, and I don't think there's anybody else out there that has actually thought of, well, what if I create my own automation? So, like, we've got, do you use Property Me, or what software do you use?
Property Tree.
Okay. So they come with some simple automations, whether it's arrears or, you know, their email messages. But are you talking about an automation maybe from your inbox?
Correct.
And do you use Zapier or something like that?
Yeah, similar to Zapier. So we did try Zapier at the start. Didn't work very well. I have a guy that basically, he's a web developer that we employ that creates it for us. So we actually have to have someone on our books as a web developer and as an automation person as well. We've got two guys that are continually working on it. But, yeah, so essentially with our emails, because, again, going back to the Google setup that we have, I can see anything, everyone can see anything. We've shared on our maps even where you are at all times for safety. Like, it can become a little bit big brothery, but, like, we can literally see when you are logged in, not logged in, what you're doing, where you're working at. And therefore, why we did it this way was so that if a client says, oh, you know, Ash hasn't responded back to my email yet, well, I can jump into their email and say, well, you only sent it at 4:41 and it's now 4:45. Like, come on. Like, please. So, you know, we have that accessibility that, you know, if you're sick, you're away, you know, you're just busy. Anyone can jump in and help you out and have a look in your emails and have a look at the anything that they can help with. So that's why we kind of pushed everything from our email system to have that record, to have that history. We have another program that sits on site that drags in all our SMSs, drags in all our phone calls, and, yeah, it just collates. So basically, with anyone's name, email address, and phone number, I know when, what was sent in that text, what was when that phone call was had, how long that phone call was for, what was kind of discussed in the phone call, what was in the last emails for the last, you know, 5-10 years. Like it's all there. And that's why we kind of decided to go away from using that automation inside the software to utilizing the products that we had in the Google sort of platform. Yeah, to have that, you know, client record, to have all the history, to have the accessibility for anyone to come in and help each other out when they need to.
Yeah. And I mean, kudos to you guys, because I think that there's people out there that talk about and say, oh, I wish the system did this, or I wish it did that, or it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have this feature. And in fact, you've just looked at what we currently have available to use and you've gone, well, I want to have this feature, I'm going to find a way to do it, and you found a way to do it and invested in it, which no one else does.
Yeah, I guess I'm, again, very, very lucky with my husband and his brain, I guess it would be. I definitely describe him as the person that kind of invented post-it notes. Like, no one knew that you needed it, but once it was invented, it was like, wow, this is life-changing, you know what I mean? Because I've done property management for 17 years, it's like you go out and you do an inspection, you do it exactly the same way that you got taught, you know, many years ago. Yes, there might be now new technology that's come into play or whatever else, but you kind of do it exactly the same way. And he's a great one that comes to me and says, but why? Why are you doing it that way? How can we do it better? What could we do better? And really challenges in that space. And he's really tech savvy, computer literate. Like, he can talk to software. Like, one day he was just like, oh, I'm just learning to code this. And I was like, no one just learns to code. That's not a fun hobby. But yeah, he just, like, out of curiosity, is like, well, it can't be that hard. I'm sure we can do it. So one of the things that we've just recently done is created our own key system. So we've now got QR codes on all our keys. We've created our own app in-house so that you scan it on your phone. It logs it in the emails. Again, it's all customizable. So we know, like, we're like, okay, we want to know the maintenance person that grabbed the keys, when they should hand it back. So a lot of that stuff, yes, it's already been created, but we've created it in-house. We have the control. We now can change it to whatever we want. We can generate, like, any report that we want out of it, you know, that type of thing. Yes, it can be a bit frustrating, a bit annoying at the start, but, like, it means that we have that control and we know how it all works.
Yeah, it just blows my mind even thinking at, you know what I mean, at how it works, and sort of the ideas are endless, really. But I mean, the first thing I sort of think of is, like, this can't come cheap. Like, it's going to have to be cost to, you know, to hire people. Like, of course, like, you've got the brains behind it, which is the first step. But then the second thing is finding people to do it, whether it's your husband or it's a specialised person. But the thing I just want to mention is that some people jump to the idea of getting a VA, and you haven't gone down that road. You've gone down the automation road. And I think that if someone was just to hypothetically say, and I have no idea even how much all this stuff costs for the setting it up, but someone could be out there and say, I can't afford to set up those automations, it's too expensive. But then I would actually question that and say, well, hey, you're paying this much for a VA once a month. Surely the automation is going to be a long-term, a better option as well. Like, what's your thoughts with VAs versus automation and going down that road?
Well, we still do have a couple of VAs as well. But, again, with our systems and processes, we're not using, like, I know a lot of people use agencies for VA services. We've recruited in-house. So exactly the same way as we recruited anyone here in Perth that works for us, we've recruited the same way overseas and have integrated them as part of our team. So, like, all our VAs or our accounts people or whoever it is, marketing, for example, automation, they've all got at Rent Choice email addresses. They're all part of logging into our system exactly the same way as what you do if you're sitting here in Perth. And, again, it's about that security. Like, Chrome is one of the most secure platforms out there. I can turn them off tomorrow if I need to. So we do have that support as well in the office. but like I find with property managers really struggle with handing and delegating tasks over to VAs. So we have trained them ourselves and developed them ourselves in-house. But I found that the automation, we're all human. We all get busy and you forget things. Like you cannot physically remember everything every day. So the automation, it creates the drafts for you in your emails. If you need to send it on that specific day, you can still send it on the specific day that you have decided that you want to send it, but the draft's there. You don't need to sit there and write every time, oh, hi, Mr. Landlord, your lease is due to expire in 75 days. This is what I'm doing. It's already there. It's already written for you. You just hit send. And if you want to change it, so the thing that we've done is create it as drafts. So that if there is a personal thing that you need to say, hey, I know that you're looking at moving back in. Is this going to happen this month? Therefore, should I only ask for a 6-month lease to the tenant? You can add it all in. It's not, you know, that out of the box, this is how it's worded template. Like it's all available for them to, the property managers to make and change and use it how they want to use it.
So last question, because otherwise I'll hold you up all day, because I'd love to do another podcast on hiring your own VA, because that's like a whole nother experience. So I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But my last question for you is with the automation. Is your number one reason for wanting automation to option one, be more accurate, maybe we'll create those processes within office to make the lives easier for the property managers? Is it to allow them to save more time, or is it to allow them to just offer a better service somewhat?
All of the above. Yeah. All of the above. Like I'm always saying in the office, let's work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Let's not get bogged down in, you know, the day-to-day that, you know, there are tasks in property management that are just they're routine, you have to do them. And if you don't do them, there can be some consequences behind it for not doing it. So you're better off, yeah, having it done to a, you know that it's going to come up in your emails, it's going to happen. You don't have to try and remember it. You don't have to, you know, set time in your day to block out, okay, today I'm going to look at lease renewals. Well, you know, okay, these ones are the ones that are coming up in 75 days. They're the ones you're looking at. And you're waiting for the tenants to come back and forth. And then when they do come back to you, you already have like the email trigger already comes into a draft to say the tenants come back to you. You now need to do your CMA. And it's basically bringing it down to the level of if you've never done property management ever in your life, you could come into it and be able to start running that portfolio, running that process for you, because it's brought it down to that like level of tick the box type of thing to push you forward. But again, it's also about making sure that the service is there to the client, that you're not the property manager feeling frazzled because you haven't remembered to send that email or do that. So again, it's compliance and checking up on that as well. One of my favorite quotes is like, if everything seems under control, you're just not going fast enough. So like get the efficiencies in place, get it working for you well. Yeah. With our type of growth and how we've been quite aggressive with it, like our office, it is busy. It's a busy office. But let's, like, as we said before, Ash, like saying you're busy is a good problem to have. And I definitely know, you know, when I've never been a plotter, you know, as I said, we bought a business, we had a baby, we bought another business. I've just been elected on the board of Rewa. While I was doing that, I had a like baby in the process. Like I went to all the meetings like 38 weeks pregnant. Like, you know, you just, if you're passionate about something, you'll make it happen. You'll move hella high water and you'll get it done. And I think that's probably why we've gone down this automation path, is because don't waste your brain power on doing those things. Waste your brain power on, you know, calling someone up and having a chat to them, or, you know, enjoying what you're doing, being able to have that flexibility. If, you know, you want to go to your kids' assemblies, or you want to go and, you know, enjoy your life as well. Like that's kind of why we're pushing so hard in that space, is why chain yourself to a desk. Let's try and make sure that you can have the flexibility to work wherever you want to work, how you want to work, when you want to work.
Yeah, I think you're a great success story because I'm sort of looking at the, like, you know, what's it been, 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years since we jumped off the deep end, yep.
Absolutely, and I think it's a classic example of, you know, giving a busy person something to do and they'll get it done. And when you are time poor, there's you're on a mission, I've got children, I've got work, I've got this, I've got that. I got to work out a better way to do it because I don't have time. You know, you recognize what you don't have time for, what you do, but it's the action that you'd actually put in place so fresh into the business, which is amazing. And I just hope people that listen to this really just think outside the box a little bit further and don't just accept, you know, what you're doing as the way that it has to be done, because and don't restrict yourself based on the technology that you currently think is all you have. You're a great example of pushing those boundaries and going, you know what? What if I could do that? Is there someone I could hire to do that? And that's amazing. And I use Zapier a little bit with some stuff, but for those that haven't heard of it, maybe go and Google it and see how it can offer. But now after listening to you, it makes me want to go in to that, because that's all I know of, and go, what else can I actually do and use this system for to make something a little bit easier? And I like to say catching those minutes, you know, it's just a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there, they all add up and could definitely make our lives a lot easier, as well as it's feeling quite overwhelmed.
Yeah, and look, it doesn't happen overnight, and as I said, a lot of the processes and procedures, we got it to 80%, we've rolled it out. It can, we definitely have moments of struggle with it, like particularly when you're hiring people, because, you know, lots of people are used to their paper checklist. They're used to having it a certain way, and it does boggle them to even just go from like Outlook to Google. It can be a very difficult space to get your head into. And we're not there. We're not there yet. Like, you're right. Like, it's 4 years. We've kind of scratch the surface of what we want to do in this space, but it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of manpower as well to actually get the process up and running. And as I said, when we do it, we break it down to, okay, you are a brand new person in the industry, you've never done, you know, put a tenant into a property before in your life, what do you need to do that? What can you miss if you don't, you know, get the right ID or the pay slips or whatever it may be, and break it down to that level of, have you got ID? Have you got the pay slips? Like, you know, it may sound really basic to an experienced property manager, but it does take a lot out, and it does mean that there's also that accountability in those moments where you just get busy and you've got lots of, you know, lots of people moving in at once. Like, we did do over 60 new tenants last month. Like, in a month, that's not an unusual month for us, over 60 new tenants going into properties. Like, that's 60 new leases, 60 bonds lodged, 60 PCRs being done, 60 key handovers. Like, that's a lot of things that can get missed. So don't keep it up in your brain. Work out how you get it out of your brain. And, I definitely think, you know, we're not 100% there yet. We definitely want to get a lot more in that space, but it's something that we're really passionate about, that makes it a better place to work for us, because you're right, you know, being a busy person, you always want to try and recoup those minutes where you can just find a better way to do it.
Yeah, well, you are someone to watch in this space, and I look forward to chatting to you again and maybe another year and see what other
things. Check in.
Check in, be here right with it all. That's lovely to chat to you, Claire. And if anyone wants to reach out, I guess probably it's probably pretty easy to Google. They can Google you and pick your brain. So I really appreciate you coming aboard and sharing your knowledge.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, love to have further chats with you.
On Intap Plumbing and Gas covers all Perth areas from Mandurah to Turocks and has a team of plumbing, drainage and hot water experts. They have an amazing reputation for their excellent service and quality workmanship on time, every time, and it is easy to see why they are a favourite to many Perth property managers. Whether you just need some friendly advice or an obligation-free quote, look no further than OnTap Plumbing and Gas.